Well, good morning and welcome to the Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for today's call. Every single Monday, we come together to get our business off on the right foot, and every time I run the call, I always say this, that if you are in a traditional workforce environment, so let's say you work for corporate America or you have a job that you have to go to, you have a set time that you arrive, you've got things you have to do, there's typically a boss or somebody looking over your shoulder to make sure you do what you're supposed to do. But in a Shackley business, we have to motivate ourselves. We have to motivate ourselves to work, so we have to sort of set our own schedule. We have to motivate ourselves to get the things done that we say we want to get done. We have to hold ourselves accountable. And all of those things can be a bit challenging, which is why we plug into systems to keep Shackley top of mind and to remind us of the things that we need to do. So that's the purpose of this Monday call. That's the purpose of our Saturday team calls. And I encourage all of you to be on the calls, but also to get your team members on the calls, because this is how they're going to make Shackley a priority in their life. So every week we have a different topic. We've got a product topic or a business topic or a personal development topic. Today we're going to start off talking about tracking and the importance of tracking our activity. Depending on the conversation and what we are going through as far as how much everybody wants to talk about that, we might move into a couple of other topics. But we want to start with the most important activities that we track. You know, we talk about income-producing activities, and that's really what we're talking about here. So what are the things that you think are the most important to track in your Shackley business? If I was to ask you to write them down, what are the things that you would say are the most important to track? And this is the interactive portion. Where hopefully somebody will join me in conversation.
I don't think I muted, did I? I thought I was trying to, but okay. Well, I think the people that I meet, how many people am I actually talking to is one.
Okay. That's excellent. So you write down that you met Joe at the grocery store, and you say, okay, I talked to Joe. What would then be the next important thing to track about Joe?
How quickly I sent the information that I said I would, or when I was going to touch base with them again.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And you might even want to jot down or track somehow how much you shared of Shackley with him, because sometimes the first conversation, so, you know, I met Tatiana last night at the hotel restaurant, and so I was talking to Tatiana. We got into a little bit of a Shackley conversation, but then she was working, so she was busy, and I wasn't able to finish that conversation before I needed to leave. So I got her information, and now I need to finish a Shackley conversation with her. So, you know, even just sort of tracking how far in the process they are, because if all we did was say hi and we met them and we think, gosh, I'd like to get to know them better, then we have to continue that conversation to know what we're going to, how we're going to keep that conversation moving forward, right?
Good. Yeah. Because you forget.
Okay. Right, you do forget. And you know, you have to run your business as if you have hundreds of thousands of people in your organization, because if you run your business as if you've only got one person, this person you just met, you'll never build to the size that you want to build to. So we have to put people into some sort of a system so we can track them. When you first start meeting people and you're first starting your business, you can keep most of those people in your head, you know, because there's 5, 10, 15, 20 people. But as your business grows and you get up to 200 people or 300 people, you're forgetting people. You're forgetting the things that you told people you were going to do. You're forgetting that you met Joe at the grocery store and that you haven't finished that conversation. And so it's really, really important to have a system. But it's not just a system for us. It's a system that we can duplicate with. Because if you're not teaching your team how to follow through on people with people, if you're not teaching your team a system of follow-up, then everybody's going to end up floundering and losing a lot of really good leads, and we don't want to do that. So we're talking today. I know we've had a whole bunch of folks fall into the call here, so let me just recap for everybody that's just gotten here with us. We're talking today about tracking and what are the most important activities that we are going to track. And so Jay threw out that the most important activity that he thinks we would track is the people we're talking to. So absolutely, that's where we started. So what are some other things that are really important for you to be tracking on a regular basis? What would you guys say are the important items to track?
Hi, this is Debbie from Tampa.
And, hey, Debbie.
Hi. I would like to be better at tracking the people that I think of that could benefit from the business or the products. Sometimes I don't write those down. You know, I could be driving, or I think I'll remember, and then I don't.
Exactly.
Exactly. And you know something, that's what we are talking about here, right? We've got to have a system to capture all of the names of all of the people. Now, one thing that I learned years ago from a master coordinator, it was Joyce Hoffman. She said that she carried a little notepad with her. It was a real tiny little spiral ring notepad. So for a guy, it could fit in his pocket. For a woman, it could fit in a purse. And she would use that notepad to just jot down names. And she kept that with her all the time. And a lot of times she might meet somebody and she might be in a position where she could talk to them a little bit further, but maybe she'd get nervous or whatever would happen. And she would jot their name down and where she met them so that she could figure out a way to get back in touch with them again. So just an idea for, you know, trying to think through, okay, gosh, you know, who are all the people I should talk to? Just jotting them down on a piece of paper, pad of paper, legal pad of paper, whatever it is you want to carry around with you. What are some other thoughts? Anybody have another idea for how we could track some of these names? Especially when you're driving around or you're just sort of, you know, like for me at the airport, what would be some ideas for me to track some of the names of people I'm thinking about? And I do have an answer, but I would like to hear some ideas from everybody else first.
I don't use it very often, but a voice memo on my phone.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hi, Jennifer.
How many of you do? Hey there. Good morning.
I similar to what he just said. I'll sometimes text myself. A lot of times, I use texting because I don't know the voice messaging too much. I'm not familiar with it, so I just text myself.
And you know what? That is exactly what I do. I have about 20 text messages to myself here. I just have to make sure I go all the way back up through the feed because since I've been on my trip, there's all these people I think of to call and think of to talk to. So, yes, you want to get those down. Texting and voice messaging, great ways to capture that information. And, you know, for those of you who are not maybe as technologically savvy, come up with some kind of a paper way to capture the names, you know, note cards in your pocket or your purse, a little notepad, something where you can capture the names. Okay, let's go back to the topic here. So the topic is, how are we tracking income-producing activities? And so we've said that we need to track the people that we are talking to, and we need to track the people we're thinking of talking to. What are some other things that we need to track on a regular basis? What are some of the important things to track in your business?
When you last talked to someone.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So why is that important?
To know what your follow-up will be and whether you've got a realistic time interval set to follow up with them. You might look back and find out that it's been 8 months before you know it.
Right. And in our process and what we talk about all the time, that follow-up needs to happen within 24 to 48 hours. I'm going to say that again here because, you know, something I know you're kind of joking about the 8 months, but I can't tell you how many times I've talked to somebody and maybe brought up a name of somebody I remember them telling me about. And I'll say, oh, you know, when was the last time you talked to so-and-so? Or, you know, when was the last time you did an appointment with so-and-so? And they're like, oh, let me see. And they go back and they look and it's been months and months and months. And if the person is truly evaluating Shackley from a business perspective or a product perspective, they will have forgotten everything that you talk to them about, and they've probably talked themselves out of purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
I said this recently, and I don't remember what call I was doing, and it might have even just been face-to-face with a distributor, but I had a situation recently where I was being not courted necessarily, but I have a person who wanted me to buy something from them, and it's a pretty big-ticket item. And I wanted to buy it. When we were first having the conversation, it was something that was on my list, which is why I was talking to them. Well, I was ready to purchase. I was ready to sign on the dotted line, have my credit card. I was ready to go. And the person was late for the appointment. And so it ended up being a situation where we didn't have time to finish the transaction. Since that moment, which was back in October of last year, that person has been continuing to try to get me to close the deal, and I've been talking myself out of buying the purchase. So it's a perfect example of how a person's psyche works and how a person's mindset works. I wanted the item. I wanted to buy it, and I was ready to sign on the dotted line, but because of a couple of circumstances, the person was late to finishing the appointment, we didn't get it closed. And since that time, I've truly been trying to talk myself out of buying it. So think about all of your customers. Think about all of your business partners. If you were in a moment where you could close them, when they were excited, they were ready to go, if you didn't close them, they're going to probably try to talk themselves out of buying it from that point forward. So think of the uphill battle. Not only do we have to get them on the phone again, but now we've got to reconvince them, so to speak, to make the purchase. Has anybody experienced that before? Where you thought somebody was ready to close, and for whatever reason it didn't close, and then you can't ever get them on the phone again, you can't ever get them to close the deal? Has anybody experienced that?
Yes, this is Sandy. I've experienced that. Also experienced that where I pretty much felt like I had somebody who was going to sign up to sell and really just got talked out of it, in a sense.
Well, it's so important when somebody's excited and they're right there on the line to get the deal closed. I was doing an appointment with a downline last week over the phone, and we did a three-way call, and I told her, I said, okay, the person's ready to close. Well, I didn't tell her with the person on the phone, but we got them to the point where they were closed, and I said, okay, so-and-so's going to call you back and finish it up. Well, I called her back in between when we hung up to say, okay, now make sure you go and close the deal, and I was just giving her some tips of how to do it. And her comment to me was, well, I'm going to send him some links. I'm going to send him some information. I said, no, he's ready to close right now. Call him and ask him what flavor of protein he wants, get his address, get his credit card, and close the deal. Well, she called me back about 40 minutes later, said it's done, I closed him. But she was going to go back and send more information, and that really is, unfortunately, a Shackley trait. We want to give them more information. So always listen when the person says, oh, my gosh, I'm excited about this, and you say, okay, which flavor would you like? And they say, oh, I'll take vanilla and chocolate. Close the deal. Get the credit card. Get their address. Because if you don't, they will probably start trying to talk themselves out of the purchase. So we have to track where people are in the process. So this is a long way of getting back to what I believe Sue was saying before, which was, when did you last talk to them? Because we want to close the deal within 24 to 48 hours, 24 to 48 for all of the people in your tickler system. Okay, so let's go back to what else do we want to track? And there's one thing that I'm specifically working us towards getting to, and
mileage.
I haven't quite gotten there yet. What was that?
We have to track our mileage. I know for me it's a biggie.
So tracking our mileage for our taxes, absolutely, right? Like that's very important for tracking our taxes, so yes. But I wouldn't call that necessarily an income-producing activity because we could still build income in our business without driving. But you do need to track your mileage, so you're right about that from a business building perspective and from a business tracking perspective, yes. What else? What else from a – let's look at it from a business building. What's going to actually bring you the most income?
I would say tracking all your business numbers, you know, how many members you've got coming in. I know for me it helps to even track all the way down to how many appointments it takes to get a distributor, how many appointments it takes to get a member, even tracking how many events or what the volume or the dollar number is at my events, you know, and how many it takes to get a builder to, you know, director and beyond. So all those numbers can be tracked.
Really important, Denise. And you know what, Denise, one of the things that you said, and I think it sort of lines up with what I was trying to get us to say, which is really how many times are we showing the plan? Like how many times are we sharing the full Shackley picture so that you can track, okay, it takes me every time I sit down and share the full picture with somebody, it takes X number of those appointments to get somebody to convert into being a qualified distributor, or it takes X number of those appointments to get somebody to convert into being a customer, right? Like either one of those. And then how many business builders do we need? How many qualified distributors do we need to get a director? I know in the team as a whole, I've told you that the statistics for the entire organization really is that you need 6 qualified distributors to have one person get to director. That's about what it takes. So when you think about that for yourself, if you're thinking, okay, I want to get to coordinator this year, I want to earn that Costa Rica trip, I need 2 directors on my team, so I need 12 qualified distributors to get 2 people to go to director. And, of course, those other qualified distributors will probably be good customers, but you need 2 directors to get to Costa Rica, so you got to figure out what it's going to take you to get those 2 directors. When you're newer, your statistics might be a little bit higher. You might have to talk to more people. So we're trying to track numbers. And really, you know, Denise, you also brought up a good point about how many members we have. Does anybody remember the number of members we need to be bringing in on a monthly basis to really have a solid, solid base of business? What are the sponsoring numbers?
10 to 13.
Minimum of 10. If you want growth, you need a minimum of 10 new people a month. And we're not talking customers. We're talking a combination of customers and qualified distributors. But 10 new people a month, that is the baseline. That's the number we're shooting for. How's everybody doing with that? Just as a side note here, aside from this conversation, how's everybody doing with bringing in 10 new people a month?
January was wonderful.
This is Sue. One second before you speak, Sue, I heard somebody saying that they were doing something really, really great in January, that January was wonderful. Who was saying that?
This is Linda, Courtney. January with the free membership, and I think everybody's interest in just starting fresh for the new year was really good for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think You've kind of transitioned to really an important thing that we're working on, too. It's one thing to track where you've been, but you're talking about tracking your goals and matching where you've been to where your goals are. And that's something that we're really newly working on, too.
It's a really important transition. It's an important transition to look at because when we set the goals for ourselves, we have to know what activity we need to do to reach those goals. And too often when people plan their year and they say, okay, I'm going to reach this rank or I'm going to earn the trip or something like that, they don't know the activity that they need to do to get there. And really important thing to know, because you can go out and talk to hundreds and hundreds of people, but if you never close anybody, then it's not going to translate into any income for you, which isn't going to translate into reaching your goals. So very important. Okay, who was going to speak a second ago? I think it was you, Sue. Is that correct?
Yep, it was.
Okay. Okay.
I'm still really growing. It's been, you know, quite a while for me, but I'm finally getting it down now. And I had an event on Saturday up in Manistee at Manistee High School, and Renee and Arnie DePachter were there with me. And the title of the event was Cabin Fever Reliever. And it was the first time they did it. I ended up with 20 solid leads out of that and one new member who was the gal in the booth next to me.
Awesome.
So it was a great event. People were very willing to talk. They were very willing to be out of the icky weather and inside and warm and just walking around and gathering information. So it turned out to be really, really good. The other thing I was going to add earlier when you asked for another income-producing activity was to ask people for referrals.
Yes. Checking off whether or not we've asked every single person for a referral. Who do they know that might be interested in Shackley? Really good question. And, you know, something, tracking events that you do. You know, Denise, you alluded a little bit to that, and then so you just mentioned it, you know, the fact that you were at an event. How many events are we doing? How are we getting out there? And I guess it all ties back to what Jay was saying, is how many new people are we talking to and sort of tracking that. But really important to have some type of a tracking mechanism for all of the areas that are income-producing areas in your business. I used to use a big whiteboard in my home. At the current moment, I don't have a place to hang a big whiteboard. But a whiteboard's a great way to every month track, you know, writing the numbers 1 to 10 and then filling in all of your members and qualified distributors as you get them. If you're tracking your volume, you can put the volume numbers up there. If you're tracking how many times you shared the plan, putting that up there. Because, you know, your calendar doesn't lie. Your calendar really doesn't lie. If you go back and look at your calendar for the last couple of months, how many appointments did you do where you sat down and shared the full Shackley picture with somebody new? I want you to really think about that and be honest with yourself. It doesn't help you to not be honest with yourself. So be honest with yourself and say, okay, am I doing the 16 to 20 plans a month that I need to do to grow? If you did 16 to 20 plans a month where you shared the full Shackley picture, so you shared the health and wealth in its entirety, and you called the person back up and asked them what they liked best, so you actually were able to have a conversation with the person afterwards, that would be a marker for you really having the success that you're trying to have. You know, are you trying to grow? Yes, I think everybody here is trying to grow, else you wouldn't be here. If you're trying to grow, we've got to get the number of people into our business, and we've got to show the plan often enough to get the people in. So you're not going to have 10 people sponsored every month if you're not out there sharing. So for those of you who just dropped in, I know we've got a couple people who've dropped into the call here, and I just want to, hang on, we've got some background noise. So for those of you who just dropped into the call, we are talking about income-producing activities and what we need to track. We've talked a little bit about tracking new people. We've talked a little bit about tracking how many times you've shown the plan, tracking how many people you've sponsored. Any other thoughts on anything else that you feel like we really need to track on a monthly basis to have growth?
You know, Jennifer, you just reminded me of something I heard by Jim Rohn. He said, if you show me your calendar and your checkbook, I can tell you how what's important in your life. And the other thing about tracking is presentations, which is what I'm working on. And I had a question. If I'm presenting to five different people around the table, does that count as five presentations?
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on how you're able to work with each person, because sometimes when you've got five people around a table, you don't get enough time to really talk to each individual person about why they're there, what they're looking for, how Shackley could fit into their life, and really what they liked best about the presentation. If you can do that with all five people, then yes, they all five count. Otherwise, for your own safety and, you know, for your growth of your business, I would count that as one.
Okay, that makes sense. But yeah, the Jim Rohn. Oh yeah, that does, and it answers my question.
Okay,
but if you,
I love the Jim Rohn quote.
Jen, can I add something? It's Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I've made a really solid effort, I would say, over the last few weeks, and it's been really noticeable to make in my business to make sure, like you said, I'm tracking everything. So I'm tracking how many follow-up calls am I doing to current customers, how many follow-up calls am I doing to prospects who have watched the opportunity, how many people am I tracking or talking to on LinkedIn, what's happening with that, how many reach-out methods am I doing on Facebook. I'm also tracking how many new people that I get introduced to that I'm adding to my list of names per day. So whether I'm adding them through a social media source, whether I'm adding them in conversations out and about. So I'm tracking that. So then I can see definitely, you know, because every day we want to be adding, you know, names to our list. So, you know, whether that's five people a day is my goal, then I'm trying to reach out and meet five new people a day. And I'm not talking that it goes into Shackley, right? Because I'm just getting them into the funnel of being connected with me. But I'm tracking all of that. And I can see then where I had been lacking, but what is happening is it's making me go out, as we know, subconsciously and get in more conversations because, you know, what you focus on is what you start to do, right? And so when you really have a handle on what you aren't doing, then you can see, okay, this is what I need to do, and this is why it's very clear why you're not reaching what you want or why you are reaching it. Because then you can look at the numbers.
Well, and that calendar, the calendar is absolutely critical. If you are not figuring out where you, and actually I think you just said it perfectly. I don't need to repeat it. You were just saying, you know, you can see it very conclusively what you're doing and what you're not doing to reach your goals. So,
because normally a lot of times I would come up with an excuse like I don't know why, or you hear distributors say I don't know why the business isn't working, or how did I end up even getting here to this place of reaching the goal, and it's numbers. Like, sorry, I'm just sort of like surprised at that.
Well, I'm sorry, that's just kind of humorous that you're surprised by it. But you know what it is? So many people are surprised, and so many people aren't doing the tracking. It's like we do our Shackley business kind of fly by night. And I'm going to go back to how we started this conversation today when I was saying that if you worked in a corporate job, you would have trackers and markers. You'd be told you have to do X, Y, Z. Think about every job you've had in the past. You had assignments, and you had to complete the assignments by certain days, and you had people watching over you. You had to do those things or else you weren't going to have a job. Well, in Shackley, we say, okay, you need to bring in 10 people a month to grow.
there's no one forcing you to bring in 10 new people a month. And if you want the income, if you want the success and the rewards, then we have to go back to the basics. If you find that you're not in the groove right now, so maybe some of the things that we've talked about today, you're going, oh my gosh, I'm not tracking enough, or oh my gosh, I'm not doing enough of the activities. If you're nervous, if you're concerned, if you feel like, gosh, I just need a little bit more help, please talk to your upline, your mentor, your coach. We want you to be successful. We want to help figure out whatever the glitch is in your system that's holding you back from reaching your goals. So if there's something here that we've talked about today and you go, gosh, I need some more help on that, or I need some ideas of how to do more reach outs, or I'm afraid to pick up the phone, whatever it is, let's talk it through so that we can break through the barriers and get the success that you all deserve. Every single person on this call can be on the trip to Costa Rica. Every single person on this call can reach the ranks of coordinator, senior coordinator, exec, key, master, all of the different ranks that Shackley offers. It's available for all of us. We just have to do the activity. And I'm going to say this again, your calendar does not lie. So go back and look at your calendar. Go back into your Shackley tracker system and look at month by month by month and see exactly where your sponsoring numbers were. Look at your volume. Look at your volume in relation to your sponsoring numbers. If you've got directors promoting in certain months, look at the sponsoring in the months that directors promoted. You'll see there's a correlation between all of those activities. So in order to really make those things happen in your business or continue them happening in your business, you want to track the activities that are driving that growth. So if you're just starting tracking, you want to track the number of times you're showing the plan. You want to track how many people you're bringing into your business each month. And you can break that down into a lot of the other things that we talked about here. You can talk, you know, break it down to how many events you're doing. You can break it down to how many people you're talking to on a daily basis, how many people you want to talk to, all of those different pieces. So are there any last comments or questions or anything anybody would like to add to this conversation before we wrap up our call today? Okay, Jackie, I'm going to ask you to just read the quote from Jim Rohn again because that was a really good quote, so we'll just have it, we'll end with that. So do you mind sharing that one more time?
Sure. He said, if you show me your calendar and your checkbook, I can tell you what's important to you.
Excellent. So wow. Think about that as you go out into this week. Have a fabulous Shackley week, everybody, and we'll talk to you same time, same place next week. Goodbye now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.